the construction of the Tema to Akosombo Road project, which is 67 kilometers, being undertaken by Messrs. Inzag Limited. The works include the Tema Akuse Road with the construction of interchanges at Ashaiman and Akuse. The section, ladies and gentlemen, the reconstruction of Esikuma Junction Peve is being undertaken by Messrs. First Sky Limited, and 40% has been completed. We are also undertaking the reconstruction of Have Hohoi, which is 53.5 kilometers, being undertaken by Messrs. Greenhouse Limited, and it is 60% completed. Then you come to the Hohoi Jasikan section, which is 30 kilometers, and that one is 80% complete. That is being undertaken by Messrs. Luruliner. Of course, from there you come to Jasikan Dodupepesu, which is 56.4 kilometers, and this has been 100% completed. And we are commissioning. We have the construction of Nkwanta Otidamanko, which is a 50.3 kilometer road all the way up to Pasa, is being undertaken by Mrs. China Jiangzi, and it is 50% complete. From there, you have Otidamanko to Yendi, which is 94 kilometers. And I'm happy to say it is 97% complete. There are currently 8 lots at various stages of completion under phase one of the Sinok Hydro Road projects, which we said we are doing 441 kilometers, as well as 2 interchanges. We have seen the construction. Remember when I talked about Sinok Hydro first, they said it was 419. Today, we have seen the construction of the Tamale Interchange, the first ever interchange in the northern parts of Ghana. First ever. We commissioned it on March this year. Then we've had the upgrading of selected feeder roads in Ashanti, which has been completed and commissioned. Then the construction of Cape Coast Inner City Roads and Western Region Roads, which is also completed, and I will go and commission them very soon. Then we have ongoing construction of Kumasi Inner City Roads, 100 kilometers, which is ongoing. Then the construction of PTC Interchange in Takoradi. This project is the first interchange in Takoradi, and it is 50% complete. Then we have the Sunyani and Brekum Inner City Roads, which is 65% complete, and all is being done by Sinohydro. So apart from the works that I've indicated, the following projects are also being undertaken by the government in the Volta and Oti regions of our country. In the Ghana Highways Authority bracket, we have completed 109 kilometers of trunk roads within Volta and Oti regions since 2017. 109. This includes the upgrading of Kitikrachi Buya Road, which is 30 kilometers to 56.9. That's a total of about 27 kilometers. Upgrading of Nkonya Wurampong Kwame Krom Road, 21 kilometers. And upgrading of Borai Junction Dodiokope Road, which is 17 kilometers. In the urban roads category, we've completed 31 kilometers of roadworks within the same period. These include asphalt overlay of 14.7 kilometers in Hohoi, 14 kilometers of binder course has been laid between Sakode, Bogami, and Civic Center under the dualization of the whole main road, and 2.5 kilometers upgrading of Clefer Town roads have been completed. In the feeder roads category, we have rehabilitated 27.5 kilometers, and these include the rehabilitation of Liati, Agbonyiri, Fodome, Abo Phase 2, which is 9.7 kilometers, and Maseklave, which is 17.8 kilometers. You will all agree with me that the government of Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo and the MPP has brought massive development to the Oti region in the last 6 years. So much has been done. First of all, we created the Oti region, which is very, very important, and we created it for the sake of development. These are fili-fili roads. We have never seen roads constructed by any government as much as we have seen under the government of Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo and the leadership of Kwesi Amoakwata as the Minister for Roads and Highways.